Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, my hope's up to everyone. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, we are, oh, I tell you, we are working on some technical issues on this end family. Again, we are working on trying to combine and connect our various platforms, and so hopefully you can hear me, and I know that you can if you're on our blog kind of apparatus. However, we are making an effort to bring forward for you the other three or other two platforms that we have, and that is, of course, for Zoom and for Facebook. So I'm going to check in with Sister Gabrielle in a few minutes and see if she was able to connect us to Facebook. We tried last week and we were not able to do it, so we're going to try again this week. And I mean, yeah, this week and see if in fact we're able to do it. Josef, are you still there? Okay, so we are still working on our Zoom connection. So what we're going to do is check with Sister Gabrielle and see if, in fact, we're able to connect to our Facebook. So family, just please bear with us for a few moments because, again, some of this technology is a little new for some of us. And okay, greetings. Are we connected to Facebook?
I just got connected to the Zoom, so I had to do it, go from there.
Oh, okay, so we're not on Facebook yet?
No, I have to
Okay, all right, well, we're on live already, so just when you do, just cue me or send me a text or something.
I just have to show you how to get it
done. Okay, all right, very good. All right, good thing. Okay. We are still working on the family, so let's see. We're going to try something else here. So, again, please bear with us because, again, we are trying to connect our blog, our blog with our Zoom. Okay, so we're trying to connect Facebook with the Zoom. And so, again, I hope you all will just bear with us a few moments because we are, again, going to try to get this in. Let's see. Okay. We're going to try one more time another route or another way, hopefully, to connect all three of these things. So, let's see. Here we go. We're going to try one more time with Zoom. And again, those of you who are tuning in, you are at the right place at the right time, but we are again attempting to connect. Okay, so now we are going to try that. And so again, bear with us, family, because we are we're live, and again, we're just working on attempting to put together some of the apparatuses that we have in place. Okay, let's try that.
Enter your participant ID followed by pound.
Okay.
Otherwise, just press pound to continue.
All right. Now.
Enter the meeting password followed by pound.
Okay. Here we are. We're working on the family. Bear with us. There we go. Okay.
You are in the meeting now. There are two participants in the meeting.
Okay.
You have been put on hold by the host. You cannot listen or talk until the host releases the hold.
All right. So what we hope to do in a few moments is to get through to the host and have the host to remove us from being on hold. And again, some of this is new, so family, please bear with us because our brother in Hopetep is our monitor tonight for the Zoom, and this is the first time that he's utilizing this platform, this apparatus. So again, we are going to contact him and ask him to take us off of hold. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that now. So let's see. Okay. Let's try that. Okay, Tish, you have to take me off hold. Okay. All right. So hopefully, can you hear me though? Am I coming through to Zoom? Testing, testing, 1, 2. Can you hear me coming through to Zoom? Okay, so Sister Gabrielle is now connected to Zoom and to Facebook. All right, wonderful. Okay. Okay, so Sister Gabrielle is connected to Zoom, Hotep, and so apparently she... Okay, great. All right, so we're just waiting for her to connect us to Facebook. All right, good. All right, we almost got it done here. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so with that said, we're going to go back to blog. And now the only thing about that is you cannot hear the blog in terms of someone else speaking unless I connect it to my phone. So let's try that. All right. Okay, so we don't have any blog callers just as yet. Who else do we have on your end, Tep, other than you and Sister Gabrielle? Has someone come into the Zoom room? Okay. Okay, while Tep is checking, we want to welcome everyone into the Zoom room. You are listening to a special edition of New Day. And with that, we are trying to work on connecting several kinds of vehicles at one time. So, family, we thank you all.
Right, so I'm muted, and Sister Gabrielle is muted. We're on Zoom, and... You're live now on Zoom.
Okay.
So your mic is open on Zoom.
Very good. All right. So welcome, Zoom family. For those of you who are listening via your mobile units, as well as those of you who are online, and also those of you who are online for New Day, we welcome you to this segment of New Day. And certainly, we did it. Wow. Go ahead, y'all. We now are on three platforms at one time, family. We are now talking to you live on our regular blog station, as well as Facebook, of course, Me and Black Women Rising, and then, of course, Imhotep has us over on Zoom. So, Sister Gabrielle, kudos to you. Kudos to you, Brother Imhotep. And family, we thank you all for tuning in and allowing us this opportunity to share this platform with you, as well as, wow, this is a wonderful thing. Now, before we go into what we wanted to cover tonight, and we want to, of course, invite you to be prepared to join us very shortly. But, of course, with all that's going on all over the country, we know we're going to take this time to really kind of accomplish some things that we need to accomplish, many things that we've talked about over the years in many communities nationwide, but certainly and obviously some of that is not getting done. So one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight is what can we do in order to make certain that we're able to advance further our communities nationwide? How prepared are we going to be, because you know they are projecting that there's going to be some other kind of, if not epidemic or pandemic or whatever happening, something else is scheduled to happen come winter of this year. And so the question now has to be, are we ready? Will we be ready? And so we need to now make certain that the answer to that question is yes. But before we go into that, we're going to kind of bring you what we want to talk about tonight, and that is, of course, we charge genocide. We charge genocide. Well, this is something that we've been working on MWM for quite a while.
And it's now, the time is now, rather, that we had said we would begin to really mobilize and organize. Well, unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that because of coronavirus. So what we're doing now is utilizing these tools to kind of play catch up a little bit, but also to make certain that we're able to now start organizing, getting information circulated, but also making certain that all of you and those who are interested have the capability of now becoming directly involved. Now, what that means is this. The We Charge Genocide Project, which is really called We Charge Genocide 21. The reason why it's called We Charge Genocide 21 is because, we're in the 21st century. If you begin to examine the We Charge Genocide idea that happened here in America, you, of course, will find in 1951, Paul Robeson, William Patterson took the petitions to the United Nations, to France, and also distributed it throughout the U.S. It was called We Charge Genocide. And, Okay. 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 So what was just conveyed to me, family, is this: if you are in the Zoom room, I like that Zoom room, you're going to have to log in again in a few moments because Brother Imhotep is going to restart. Okay, which is what he just did. He is going to restart the Zoom room dialogue for whatever reason he felt it necessary to do that because he wants to do a different kind of connection. And so what you all need to do is to sign back on through your Zoom the way you did, and you will reconnect because we're going to now connect it again to all of the apparatuses. So, again, family, those of you who are in the Zoom room, either online or on your mobile apparatus, you will have to sign in again. Okay. And we'll be hearing back from Sister Gabrielle in a few moments as well, because I do believe that she is also connected to our Zoom connection. When she does, we will kind of get a report on what might be going on her end. And in the meantime, I'm going to do this. Now, for those of you who follow our program on our regular Saturday, of course, you know that this weekend was Mumia Abu-Jamal Earth Day weekend, birthday. And a lot was going on for the past few days in regards to Mumia Abu-Jamal. And so, needless to say, we have, meaning New Day, Million Woman March, and our affiliates, we have a birthday card that we would like to send to Mumia. And we are inviting you all to join us. We invite you all to, of course, sign the birthday card that we're going to be sending to Mumia. And so, again, you can do that by just sending your name to nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. And just send your name, and that way we will include your name on the birthday card that will be going to Mumia later this week. Now, with that said, we want to also start conveying to you that with the We Charge Genocide 21 project, there is some very interesting things that's going to be happening as it pertains to freeing our political prisoners. Of course, now that the Move 9 are all home, there's now kind of an opportunity to put even more energy now into some of the other political prisoners. And so we are looking, of course, at Mumia Abu-Jamal. We're also looking at Cindy Ada Akoli, also Dr. Matula Shakur, and, of course, Iman Jamil Alamin. Now, you're going to hear these names more as we proceed, and not only hear their names, but you're going to get information about who they are, what kinds of things that they did when they were here with us walking the streets, and what happened as to why they ended up being incarcerated. So what that means, we're going to be bringing to you, family, teach-ins and speak-outs that allow those who don't know about certain topics to the degree that we feel they need to know. We're going to help facilitate that. With that said, COINTELPRO. Yep, we're going to do several sessions for beginners as well as for advanced on COINTELPRO. Because as we proceed with recharge genocide, certainly the issue of counterintelligence that was implemented by the FBI, well, certainly that has to be in our complaint and in what it is that we're going to be presenting as why we are saying genocide has in fact been inflicted upon us. Well, again, recharge genocide. We're going to make certain that you all now have access to, again, the teach-in and the speak-out sessions, which will be coming now, if not every week, every other week, so that you know what is genocide, what is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, why is it so necessary today that we strive for not just civil rights, but of course human rights, which will ultimately take us to natural rights. Now, one step at a time, because again, civil rights, that's something that is a familiar thing in most circles. Human rights, of course, is not as familiar, but certainly more on an international scope. But we want to make sure that the idea of human rights is just as well known as that of civil rights. And certainly, human rights, we certainly assert, is perhaps even more essential than civil rights, human rights, that is, of course. And certainly in the Constitution, it says the U.S. Constitution, and we know that's all debatable, but for the purpose of getting the point across within the Constitution, it does certainly say or give some indication of what is known as inalienable rights. Well, inalienable rights is human rights. Now, again, William Patterson and Paul Robeson, 1951, submitted a petition to the United Nations. Well, phase one for us is going to be that we present 1 million signatures to the United Nations, not the petition, but a proclamation. A proclamation that does say that we are, in fact, charging genocide, and as such are beginning the process to make certain that what we are saying is properly placed in every arena possible. So from now until, and actually things will kick off on May 19th, because as we talk about Paul Robeson and William Patterson, after Paul Robeson and William Patterson, Malcolm X, El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, in the last 2 years of his life, was focusing on human rights. He traveled extensively in and through Africa, meeting with heads of state, meeting with others who were in positions of a certain type, and as such, did so in order to encourage them to support human rights for Black folks in the United States. And in those travel and in those meetings, he did obtain the support of several countries. Needless to say, unfortunately, Malcolm X was assassinated. And, of course, the campaign or the work for striving for human rights sort of, you know, got pushed to the side. Now, of course, there are other groups and organizations that have, of course, raised the issue of human rights, of course, and even in 79, the National Black United Front, for example, did some a very wonderful thing in charging genocide and going to New York. This was 1979. And there were thousands of people that attended that event. But again, most know little to nothing about that. They know, we as a people know little about people like Dr. Robert Brock. Again, we're going to begin to give you information, names, dates, places, work. Those types of things are going to be readily available starting May 19th. so that our people nationwide will know and understand what we're talking about when we say we charge Genocide 21, how it is connected to all of the previous work that was relevant to our human rights, and even to take it far back, Mother Callie House. Yes, in the 1800s, Mother Callie House, of course, organized, mobilized, and did tremendous amount of work around the issue of what some call today reparations, but what she called ex-slave compensation. And so we are going to make certain that we pay tribute to those who have come before us, as well as those who are presently with us when it comes to the fight, the struggle for our true freedom and justice, and of course with that, human rights. So now, let me just check back to see if our Zoom room is ready. Let me see. I don't know if you can hear me, Hotep. Okay. Oh, I have to log back in. Okay. Okay. Okay, very good. All right, so I will begin to do that. Give me a moment. Hold on. All right, so let's try that again. All right. Okay. Okay, cool. All right, audience, what's going on? I am logging back into... Hold on one moment. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm logging back into Zoom now. And so just bear with us for a few moments, and we should have this worked out for you in a few. Let's see. Okay, let's try that.
Please press pound to continue.
Okay, we'll do that.
The meeting has not started.
Okay, it's saying the meeting has not started. All right. Okay, so what we'll do is wait for Hotep to get things set up again over at Zoom. And let's see how that goes. Because right now we're just hearing music, Hotep. Okay. In the meantime, family, while we are waiting to reconnect to Zoom, as I was saying about the We Charge Genocide 21 initiative, our purpose again is to establish our position not just within the United Nations per se, but with countries. And we are doing that because, as we all see right now, things are changing rapidly all around us. They're changing in a way where at some point, if we as a people do not have our own kinds of things in place, it is going to be very, very problematic. For example, we know that there's going to be a move, a push for vaccinations. Now, one of the things that we wanted to talk tonight about was, of course, our Black Homeschooling Collective. It is a national entity. We kicked it off here in Philadelphia in September of last year, and we will now be taking it nationwide. Why? Because we know that in the very near future, if your child is in public school, at some point there's going to be a requirement of vaccinations. We strongly believe that that is not a wise or a good move. And so with that said, we feel strongly that we must prepare accordingly. Therefore, there has to be qualitative schools made readily available for our people, for our children nationwide. Now, MWM and A Million Black Women Rising have done a tremendous amount of research, and we are preparing all kinds of resource information and other kinds of tools so that parents can now have a better comfort level in transitioning their children into an independent educational type of format. And so again, to avoid vaccinations and definitely to avoid inferior education, it behooves us to educate ourselves. And that is exactly what we are planning to do. So with that said, the National Black Homeschooling Network is going to be available very, very soon on a national level. We're going to begin to introduce to you all information and connective entities so that people, our people, can get prepared to do everything possible to educate our children the way that we need for them to be educated, not indoctrinated, educated. Okay? Okay. All right.
I got Sister Gabrielle on with me. I did send you a text with the updated information.
Okay.
She said she didn't have trouble initially, and then she was able to get through. So, you know, then you got to relay that information.
Okay. All right. So, again, family, we are thankful that you all are being patient with us because we're working out some of the glitches here. So, let's see, how do we want to proceed? I'm going to check on some instructions that will enable folks to be able to, hold on one moment, to get the updates on what they need to do to log in. So let me check that in a moment. Let's see. Okay. I just got bumped off of the Zoom. Okay. So let me now see what other instructions there are. Okay. So I'm going to try again to log in, and let's see if that will work out okay. All right, I have a new number, family, and that number is 840. No, sorry, that's not the call-in number. That is going to be the ID number. So bear with me for one moment, and I will give you that information. I'm going to try to log in again first. Okay, if you are using your mobile device, you need to call into the Zoom number, whichever one that you're utilizing.
Enter your meeting ID, and then you're
going to enter your meeting ID, which now is 840, okay, 8293 6788. Okay. Again. Okay. And the. Okay. And all you have to do after that is press pound. Okay. The password, however, now they're asking for that. That's going to be 73867 pound. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay, so I'm on hold by the host for now. And I'm going to come off of the speakerphone. There we are. Okay, so now, family, we are now live again on Zoom. And I'm going to give that information again as to, for those of you who now need to utilize the ID. The ID number is 840-8293-6788. Again, 840-8293-6788. That is the ID number for Zoom. And the PIN number is 7386-17. Again, 738617. Okay, so hopefully we have everything straightened out, and we'll be able to. Okay, we'll be able to connect with you now. All right.
You're going to go back to the blog, and let me make sure. Okay, so Sister Gabrielle, you're able to hear me okay? Great. All right. Do we have any comments or anything going on that you want to share with us over on Facebook? Sister Gabrielle? Yep, I can hear you now. Yes, okay.
Beating us, I've learned that you can rent an apartment in China, but not own one.
Right.
Because people in China they own land, in Africa.
Right.
But I also saw a video today where the wife and her husband, the wife was pregnant, had gone to a hospital, and the hospital refused to admit them.
Wow.
And the guy was, someone was videotaping the incident. I think it was the husband was videotaping the situation, and they left and went to another hospital, and the Chinese government wanted them not to talk about the bad experience they had, but the good experience they had at the next hospital, and they kept continuously telling them that we don't want you to talk about the other things that happened at the other hospitals. We just want you to give us good press. And he kind of did, but he kind of didn't. But I could tell that he was really reluctant. And I think he feared that if he didn't do what they wanted, his wife may not receive the treatment when it comes time, you know, for further examination when it comes time to give birth.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, you know, the beastly things on social media are getting a little bit out of hand. I just saw a video that Billy D has posted, and I don't know where it was, but a guy went on Instagram Live and basically told his enemies that here I am, come and get me, and they came and got him and shot him off Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So there was always some craziness. And what else have I seen? I learned that while they're releasing prisoners here in Philadelphia, they're not testing them for the coronavirus before they're released from prison. That's posing a dangerous threat to them and other persons as well. Then there's a judge, I don't know her name because I need my phone right now to use it to go live. Here in Philadelphia, at the ACLU is suing because she is denying everyone who comes into her courtroom for the COVID-19 situation. And then also moving the other 10 inmates filing suit with the ACLU on behalf of
Okay, for those of you who are listening in on Facebook, again, we thank you all for being patient with us while we get these tools together. And it seems like we're kind of, it's working. It's starting to really come together. Let's go back to Brother Imhotep for a few moments. Brother Imhotep, you got anything going on your end?
Thanks. You know, there's a... For me, you know, just looking at a lot of the research, looking at a lot of the different reports, you know, a lot of it is just very interesting how things are kind of intersecting and intertwining, you know, as far as some of the research that was being done in China, being funded by Bill Gates, you know, allegedly, and, you know, with the reports about the experimentation that was taking place, I believe it was 2016 and 2017, and it was actually a Chinese doctor who was outed for doing this research. And I know folks seen reports that was posted by Brother Reza Islam, and highlighted a lot of these things. So it is very interesting to see how things, you know, come to the
right. You know, and that's true. As a matter of fact, we're getting more and more information about what's really going on or what has gone on. And it appears that as early as 2017, it was already said that this was going to happen. It's some of what we're seeing now. It was said in 2017 by the Dr. Fushi, or I think that's his name. But when you also look at the connection that he has to all this other stuff, I mean, clearly something has happened. But we're going to go to the question that is on our agenda for tonight, and that is, what are we going to do? Now that we see what is happening, now that we have a better understanding of what's getting ready to come, because, again, they are saying that something else is going to happen very similar to this by wintertime. So the question has to be, what are we going to do? What's our plan, you see, in our communities for our people? And so as we proceed with additional, you know, conversations and sessions that we're going to hold for teach-ins, we're going to be presenting some of the things that some of our people are proposing and planning and putting in place to do, because we now know it's absolutely necessary. Okay, let us move on to, again, one of the issues that we wanted to highlight for tonight, and that is, of course, again, we charge genocide. And so we don't want to get off track. And what I mean by that is we know that there's a lot going on all over the country with, you know, now it's really a form of sort of like martial law to some degree. And for those who are not familiar with certain things such as the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, well, I think you're going to find some of what you're seeing in some of those documents. What we're seeing now, as far as we're concerned, is sort of like a test run to some degree on what has been said to be happening at some point again in the very near future. So again, if you are familiar with things such as Agenda 21, if you are, in fact, familiar with the fact that Agenda 21 is also now called 2030, which I found interesting given the fact that Philadelphia, for example, has a plan called Philadelphia 2035. There are other cities that also have similar plans, 2030, 2050, and things of that nature. Now, is there a connection? We strongly believe that there is, particularly when you look at gentrification. When you look at the control and manipulation of communities, which is kind of what's going on right now, and we're sort of seeing how, you know, that's being done quite easily under the guise of this, you know, coronavirus. So, again, what is our plan? What are we going to have in place to respond or to, you know, to really make certain that we are informed, educated, and also ready? This is so important now that we have these conversations. So I'm going to go back to Sister Gabrielle for a moment. Sister Gabrielle, now we know that on a national level, you know, these things that we're talking about, what you were saying on an international level, certainly we are hearing what how our people are being treated, particularly in China, okay? I wanted to also add, though, we've gotten two reports now on the international level from two countries that is saying they have applied their treatment for corona, and it has worked tremendously. So for those who don't know, in Madagascar, they are, meaning the president of Madagascar, is distributing a herbal compound, and it is said to have been 100% effective. So that's number one. Now, we also know, of course, that the Cuban government also has a treatment for the coronavirus that has been proven effective. Now, again, for those of you who want more information about anything that we've talked about so far, and or you want to stay in touch with us for the future, please feel free to contact us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com, and we will certainly respond to your email inquiry. But again, the Cuban government, they have a treatment for the coronavirus, and we know this to be a fact because there are two governments that asked them to come there. One, of course, was Russia. The other was Italy. And we know that they also went into China, which is what helped to reduce the number of cases in China. And so there is an appeal that has been prepared, and if you all are interested in signing the next appeal that will be going to the United States officials in order to get the corona treatment that the Cubans have into the United States, because as many are aware, there is an embargo. That means the United States will have no business interactions with Cuba. Because they cannot manipulate or control Cuba. And so, again, if you want to be involved in helping to at least encourage this government to, you know, to allow the medical team to come into the U.S. with this treatment, you can add your name to the appeal, which will be going out soon. Okay, so again, you can send that to nationalmwm@aol.com. We'll be more than happy to send you what the appeal looks like and then to have your name added on to it. One submission has already occurred, and it was wonderful, and another one will be prepared very soon because, again, there is an anticipation that this virus is supposed to be hitting again in the wintertime. Okay, and so we want to be prepared. All right, so again, nationalmwm@aol.com is how we can be reached. And of course, you can also hit us up at our Facebook page, A Million Black Women Rising. And of course, Sister Gabrielle is there as our administrator. And certainly, either way, we will be more than happy to provide you with some information. Also, the same thing if you're interested in black homeschooling, you can contact either one of those locations as well. And we will be more than happy to make certain that you are able to get information. Okay, we're going to go back over to Imhotep. Imhotep, do we have anyone over in the Zoom room with you?
Okay, we have not had, because there was several people that joined in on the initial Zoom call, and then we started. I haven't seen them come back on yet. So
okay.
It's myself and Sister Gabrielle.
Okay, yeah, they probably weren't able because I think when we lost them, we lost the capability to communicate with them. Yeah. So there was no way to really reiterate what the new information was because we.
How were we able to reach them in the first place?
See, what we did, we sent out an e-blast. A general e-blast that just had, you know, all the information on it.
I'm interested to know, like, in regards to, you know, when you were mentioning the remedies that were being created, or the false remedies that were being created that were being tested and things that had some type of effectiveness against the virus. It's funny that this was, again, a video that I saw that was released by my brother RZA, you know, based on the fact that in one instance, folks were being investigated by the FBI.
Yeah. Right. Now, that was for, I think, vitamin C.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I'm just interesting that these sort of natural cures are being kind of, you know, suppressed.
Right.
To a degree.
So yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we know that the big plan is for there to be vaccines. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And so, unfortunately, that has been the plan. That is the plan. And it doesn't seem that there's going to be much to stop that, because that is that's much bigger than what most know. There are millions, perhaps even billions of dollars put into making certain that vaccinations are going to be the thing. And so, as I mentioned earlier, it's going to be mandatory for children going to public schools in the very near future. It's already like that in California. California's the whole state. You must, in order for your children to be admitted into the public schools in California, they have to be vaccinated. And where there used to be an exception, if you were, you know, had a religious affidavit, now California is not even accepting that. The only out of that for California is for you to homeschool. That's the only out for the vaccinations. And so this is why it's so important that we make certain that we have our own schools. Okay. We must have our own schools, because other than that, we're going to be subjected to having to do what it is that they say has to be done. So we must have our own school. We have enough teachers. We have enough educators. We have enough social workers all over the country to facilitate us educating our own children. It's just that simple. So what we're talking about tonight, family, is creating a coalition, an association, a cadre of Black, consciously Black, unapologetically Black educators and other professionals who are really, really serious about us maintaining our own capability to not only educate our own children, but to do all of the things that are really necessary that a people should and must be doing. Okay, and so this is just some of what you're going to be hearing when we talk more about the We Charge Genocide 21 project, as well as, of course, the Million Women March has something called the Black Print 2020 to 25. Now, with that said, a part of the Black Print 2020 to 25 is something that we call In the Black. In the Black is something that is about our, some might call, economic development. We call it finance and wealth building. And so In the Black is really for Black businesses, at least at this stage, who want to not only be in a network of really support, but also network that will increase their revenue streams, as well as provide training for youth, as well as making certain that there are things in place that will, in fact, help our communities. So our In the Black Association is going to be for independent Black businesses that have a level of responsibility and consciousness. And so ITB, that's the acronym for In the Black, it is a group throughout the U.S. that will be connecting nationwide to make certain that we're able to, our own products, those that are making their own products, our own products, we're going to serve as an apparatus to help get those things distributed nationwide, as well as, again, help with marketing within the local areas as well as nationally, and to help, and also help us to be more encouraged to do, where possible, bulk purchasing. We've got to be smarter, and we are. And so that means when it comes to reducing the cost of items, certainly we can do that by connecting those various businesses that are utilizing some of the same products. We can reduce some of the costs, particularly if you're in a city and these particular businesses are in that city or in that state. It behooves us to unite that, bring that together to lower the cost, because we would be purchasing in bulk. These are the types of things that we're now bringing to the table for 2020 and are ready to implement nationwide. So, again, you're going to be hearing more about In the Black. In the Black 360, 365. Our focus and kind of slogan is, you're either in the red or you're in the black. And we know that when you're in the black, We know what that means from a financial standpoint. When you're in the red, you tend to be in a deficit. You're in some trouble. When you're in the black, well, that represents what exactly we are talking about. But our association, again, is more than just black folks coming together. We're talking about taking on some responsibility for our communities. We're talking about becoming more politically involved, where we run our own candidates, where we help in their campaign fund and fundraising and so forth, but also to make certain that there's an element in place that has an agenda, so that as politicians are, in fact, elected, they're not just selected, and particularly not by other people. But we have to be organized to do that. So again, these are some of the things you're going to hear coming forth in the very near future, particularly as this situation of the virus subsides, and it will, okay? But you all got to know, this is very serious. This is something that if we don't pay close attention to it and really, really know what it is that we have to do now, then many of our people will not survive without a shadow of a doubt in the future. So, okay, let me go back over to Sister Gabrielle. Sister Gabrielle, you got anything that you want to share with us that's happening over there on Facebook? Any comments, any thoughts you might want to share with us?
One of the things that I also found out is that, and I don't know how true it is, I have to fact check. I don't know if the display case was empty because people bought them all or if the store actually removed them, but someone has put up a post saying that there were no seeds available in the store for nutrition. There's another thing that when we had the 20th anniversary, we did the million black women rising, where we had the women send their pictures.
Mm-hmm.
That was another way for us to gain people, gain signatures to the WeCharge genocide petition. I was going to speak with you about this, but I'm actually working on it now. I wanted to restart that and just have the million black women rising MWM and have people's have that out as a marketing tool for people to come and put their pictures in, and we can start that process again and prayerfully get people who are willing to come in and actually do the work. And then highlighting some of the sisters, like Sister Manera, I think would be a really good one because she has her construction company, and she has the housing program. And then if we would highlight different people who are in our circle, such as Sister Rita from Atlanta and Sister Keisha, and get them to see people who are like-minded, begin to see the people that are doing the things that they're interested in doing, and with the organizations that aren't really doing the work as such as we are, that would be a way for us to get more people coming in and interested.
Absolutely.
And building
up. Oh, definitely. I love that idea. And here's what we also know, family, because, again, this is a perfect example, meaning what we're seeing right now, what we are experiencing, surely this is telling everyone, if you don't get involved in something, if you don't become more serious about, you know, doing things for us as a people, at some point this is not going to play out well for those people who don't feel the necessity of helping or getting involved or whatever. And so the reality is we're bringing forward the kinds of things that we feel people need to know, people need to have access to, and we're going to help in every way possible to navigate, help our people to navigate, to get to the point and get to the area of things that we need to. Now, in the very near future, we're going to have Roz Marvin joining us again. For those of you who have an organization or a group, or you're planning on starting one, if it's really pro-black, really serious, Roz Marvin will put you up a web page. And we're going to be doing that for those who join in the black, those that join other components of MWM, you're going to be able to get your own web page, depending on what kind of cadre or what kind of unit you are involved in. again, we want to make certain that we are able to provide the apparatuses for our people that want to move forward. We're going to make it as easy as possible. Now, with that said, I have to plug this. For those of you who are interested in supporting our efforts, certainly you can do so. We have a Cash App available. Again, We Charge Genocide 21 is one of our main projects for now. And we are independent. We are not into the grants and the corporate sponsoring and all of that. No white folks or any other folks can tell us what to do, how to do it, when to do it, or any of that. We do what we damn well please when we want to do it. And this is what we have been doing for 23 straight years, and we'll continue to do so. So, again, we appreciate any support. We have something called $2 Tuesday. It's every Tuesday. You can support by just contributing $2. And, yo, by the way, since folks are going to be getting some stimulus checks in a minute, well, stimulate your community. Stimulate your frontliners. Stimulate the freedom fighters that are really out here doing the work that is representing some real kinds of advancements for our people. Many of us are not into photo ops, so you won't see us jumping in front of cameras or showboating or things of that nature. That's not what we do. We're about the work. And so you're going to hear and see more about that work because we feel it is absolutely necessary. So again, you can support us by using Cash App, and our handle or ID is $HOT1111. Again, $HOT1111. We have a prison project that we're getting ready to bring forward as well. There's one that is specifically for Black women, and then there's one that is for brothers and sisters combined. Of course, MWM has to focus on sisters because, well, that's what it's about for us. That's what we came forward to do, and so we have a responsibility in that manner. But we always include the entire family in some way, shape, fashion, or form, even though we may specialize in one area of things at times. So, with that said, again, the prison project, or one of the prison projects, because we have something now called Million Women Ministries, and it means we will be going inside of these prisons nationwide to make certain that Black women know that Black women not only are concerned about them, but that will also fight for them when it comes to their rights, when it comes to helping them in any other kinds of ways while they're in and when they come out. These are some of the things that we have put in place in order to do the work that we said we would do and now and have been doing, but now we'll do it to a greater extent. So you can also make a donation by way of our PayPal, and we have a PayPal set up for particularly the National Black Human Rights Project. And with that, it is nbhrproject@gmail.com. Again, nbproject@gmail.com. Okay. We also have a GoFundMe, but we got to, I think, redo that GoFundMe and make that available to you as well, since we're now really, really ready to get the We Charge Genocide project, or We Charge Genocide 21, rather, project out there. I want to also do a quick correction. Last week's program for New Day, we kind of did a tribute to Paul Robeson because it was his Earth Day. And also for this month of April, we give tributes to ancestors that are born in those particular months. So Paul Robeson was one. Also, I believe it was, none other than Nina Simone, but I mentioned that it was her ancestral day, and actually it was not, I mentioned it was her Earth Day when it was actually her ancestral day, which of course was April the 22nd. I believe that was the date Okay. All right, so let's get ready to go to our live line for a minute. We got a few people who are visiting us or with us in on our blog, and so we're going to ask you all if you have something you'd like to share with us right now. You can press one now, and we'll certainly bring you in. I want to, before we do that, also go back to the Recharge Genocide. Again, there is something known as the Declaration, Universal Declaration of Human Rights. For those of you who are interested in our study group, we certainly invite you to do that because we will be reviewing one of the first things for the study group, which is also what we call the Black Human Rights Movement. For that study group, we will now be revealing or reviewing Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is what the United Nations kind of utilizes as a guideline. Now, note, it was written or signed in 1948, and all of the countries or nations that are a part of the United Nations have signed it, I think with the exception of two. And again, for our study group, you will get all of that kind of information, what it is, why it is, how can it be utilized? How has it been utilized? And so forth and so on. So again, if you're interested in being a part of the National Black Human Rights Movement or collective, again, you can email us at nationalmwm@aol.com. We do have a unit already set up and ready to go in Newark, New Jersey. Sister Manira, as Sister Gabrielle mentioned, she's over in Newark. And so if you would be interested in being like a what we call pro tem kind of co-chair, because until there are some elections and things of that nature, we're just kind of having people to be pro tem, which just means you're in there temporarily or for now. And if you're interested in starting another group, or if not a actual Black Human Rights collective or coalition kind of group, but you want to do something else, again, please feel free to contact us so that we can give you the kind of information and other tools that you're going to need to get that set up. Our projection, family, is that we will be in Washington, D.C. in September. Now, of course, a lot of things have kind of been put on hold or is not on schedule as we had hoped it would be, because obviously the past month has not allowed us to really do some of the things on the grassroots level that we wanted to do. But it is said that things are supposed to change in a couple of weeks. If so, we will move forward as best as possible to be on target. And we're saying again, September, we plan to be in Washington, D.C. for our Black Human Rights Summit. National Black Human Rights Summit, and also the mass assembly, where it will then be official that we are putting the UN and the various country, nations, etc., on notice that we are preparing to take all formal actions to charge genocide. Okay, let me check to see if there's someone in our blog. And I don't see anyone that has anything they want to share with us, so that's okay. So, okay, I'm going to go back to Hotep for one moment. Hotep, by the way, tomorrow, we were going to do it today, but the weather kind of deterred it. Tomorrow we will be going out into the community. There are a few people who showed interest in wanting to be a part of our packages, what we call appreciate and love our people. And so we have packages that we now have that we will be bringing out into the community for elders and also for sisters that are pregnant and also for family folk that are – I'm sorry, Hotep, what did you just say?
I lost you. I got to get you back. My computer died, so I had to load back up.
Okay. All right, so I guess we lost our Zoom connection again. Yes?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
You're not hearing Sister Gabrielle now, are you?
No. Sister Gabrielle?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, she hears.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I lost my connection.
Okay, so we do. Okay, great. We do still have Sister Gabrielle.
I lost my
And we're still live on Facebook. All right. Oh, listen, we're doing this technology tonight, family. Wonderful, wonderful. All right. So Brother Imhotep is rebooting over there on Zoom, and he'll be joining us again very shortly. Sister Gabrielle, I just want to make note to you that the Artivist, our Artivist, is going to be up and running again soon. And I want to also let particularly Black women that are interested, those that are writers of any type, we're getting ready to start the Black Women's Literary Guild, okay? So if you are interested, particularly if you're in the Philadelphia area, we're getting ready to put a unit together that is specifically of and for Black women that are writers in any kind of capacity, in any kind of way. That way we are able to, again, not only have some camaraderie, but we are also able to support each other and get our information out there. Okay, hold on. I'm going to mute. Yeah, I'm getting ready to mute that out. Hold on. There we go. Okay. Okay, yep, we got it. All right. So, again, for those Black women that are writers of any type, authors, writers, it could be of music, it could be books, it could be, you know, anything that deals with writing, you may want to consider now being a part of the A Million Black Women Rising Black Women's Literary Guild. And again, we'll be telling you more about that. And that will be ready for our 23-year anniversary. That is, of course, coming up for October. And there will be Million Women March Week. Okay, so we'll be giving you more information about that as we proceed later on this month. And certainly as we get ready for Mother's Day, we got some special surprises and announcements for that. Okay, moving right along. And again, family, we thank you all for allowing us to work out these kinks, et cetera, with the technology. We are now coming to you on Facebook, Zoom, and Blog Talk. We have all three going at one time, and now we know what to do and how to do it. And we will be doing regular sessions, teach-ins, and speak out for the near future. Again, for those of you who are interested in signing our birthday card, Earth Day card, that will be going out to Mumia Abu-Jamal later this week, you can just send your name to nationalmwm@aol.com. We will be sending Mumia Abu-Jamal a Earth Day birthday card later this week. Of course, he has turned 66 years of age on April 24th, and now the campaign to free Mumia is now really, really being elevated. Last night on our program, by the way, we had Mike Africa Jr. joining us, and of course, he talked about what happened yesterday in the Mumia weekend. It was a whole weekend of activities, and Mike Africa, who is also an artist, they had a concert, an online concert on Instagram that took place yesterday. And so, again, you can probably find that on Mike's webpage. So look for him, Mike Africa. He's on Facebook, and I believe he has a webpage as well. He's also, of course, on Instagram. Okay, moving right along. There's one other topic I wanted to kind of cover before we close out, and that is, again, this idea about stimulus, well, that's fine, and we know what that's really about for other people, for real, for real. But let's fast forward that to us, for us, and it's this. Every year for the past 50 years, there's been something called Black Solidarity Day. Now, again, family, if you get the opportunity, Google this because this is real. This started almost 51 years ago. In New York, a Black man started something called National, well, at that point, it was just called Black Solidarity Day. Well, what we want to do now is to really embrace. There are many things that our people have done that have really showed not only the type of tenacity, the type of spirit, but showed that it could make a difference.
And so years ago, people were, in fact, observing Black Solidarity Day. Now, the idea was that the day before the major day for voting, which is always the first Tuesday in November, and this year, of course, well, supposedly, the election will be for a president. So on Monday, November the 2nd, it will be Black Solidarity Day, which it has been for 50 years. And in New York, there are still brothers and sisters and organizations in New York that have upheld this tradition for 50 years. Well, we're saying to our family nationwide, let's do this all over the country. Let's pay tribute to a Black man that had the kind of geniusness to start something that did this. One, don't spend any money with anybody else on that day. Don't spend any money at all if you can, but certainly don't spend it with anybody else on November the 2nd, which is Black Solidarity Day. Now, many people talk about boycott or doing this or doing. Well, guess what? Here's something that is in place, ready to go, and all you have to do is for one day. Can you imagine what will happen if hundreds of thousands of Black folks don't spend any money on one day? That will have a major impact, and it will send a serious message. So again, November the 2nd is National Black Solidarity Day. So we're asking you in your community, start a committee, organize in your committee, have everything ready that you think someone would need for that day. Have it ready in your community. They don't have to go anywhere for anything. It's also a day for, and again, for those who can, don't go to school, don't go to work. The day before Election Day, let's make a statement of unity and solidarity. Black Solidarity Day. Now, that's not a lot to ask, don't you think? One day? Not to spend any money with other people? Well, we're going to see who is going to support that. And so, again, for the next month to come, weeks to come, we're going to really be promoting it and pushing it. As soon as we can get into the community, you're going to see posters and flyers and other things that will promote Black Solidarity Day, a day of absence. That's what it's called. Don't do anything on that day, but definitely don't be spending no money on that day. So pass the word. You're going to see a website soon that will have more information about that. But in the meantime, pass the word, because that's what we do. That's how we really get information circulating, pass the word. Okay, so that's Black Solidarity Day, and that's coming. And we're saying National Black Solidarity Day because we want this on a national level. Again, the date's going to be November the 2nd. It will be on a Monday. It's the day before the major election, which is going to take place November 3rd. Okay, so that's that. Now, one other time period we want to put a focus on, and that is August, of course, is known as Black August. And for those who are familiar with George Jackson, then you will have an understanding of why it's called Black August. It started out as being a tribute to George Jackson, who, of course, was murdered while in prison. The history of George Jackson, we're going to also convey some of that at another time. That's going to be one of our study sessions when we talk more about political prisoners and the prison industrialized complex. We are now going to have teach-ins for these things, so that we can now make certain that our people, those who are interested in really advancing, will now have readily available information that we feel is a part of what we call Black Asian. Yes, Black Asian. Why not? If other people can have what they have, why can't we have what we want and need? We need to identify what we are talking about and have it not mixed in and confused with other people. So you're going to hear very clearly what we're referring to when you hear the word Black Asian. B-L-A, oh, let me say, capital B-L-A-C, capital X-A-T-I-O-N, Black Asian. There's a reason why we're coming up with that. And if, again, other people can come up with theories, concepts,
thoughts. Why can't we? We must create our own identity now. We must define ourselves. And so some of us are going to do that. And again, the time is going to come when that will be important. Because as time begins to show us, as this time period we're in now, surely if you don't have your own identity, if you don't have your own capability to preserve and survive, then someone else will tell you what you must do and how you must do it. So, again, key to the time that we're in. So, August is also known as National Black Business Month. Along with Black August, it's called National Black Business Month. Well, this year, we're going to do something that we call National Black Self-Determination and Black Business Month. All right? And so, again, this will be connected to our In the Black and our MWM Black other component that goes with the program that we have that deals with economic development, wealth building, finance, and so forth. And that, of course, is a part of our Black Print 2020. Okay, again, family, if you want more information about anything that we've talked about thus far, if you want to become a member of MWM or A Million Black Women Rising, we certainly encourage you to do so. We're going to go back to Imhotep for a moment to hear a little bit about the organization that he has formed called Men of Valor and how that's going to connect to a new component that we will be having on MWM's umbrella. And but first we'll go to Imhotep and let him tell us about Men of Valor.
Indeed. Men of Valor is an organization that I started. It is basically for the purpose of engaging young men and really to get to a point of self-identification. And so, a lot of us, when we go back historically, we're looking at our beginning, and a lot of times we were taught in school, and even by our parents, our beginning starting from slavery. So, it's my belief that, that's coming from a European perspective, but it's my belief that if we can get more to a global perspective as we talk about history, especially as it pertains to quote unquote African Americans, we get into our history and the legacy. Then we can get more in touch and in tune with where you really come from. And so with that type of empowerment, I believe that, we can rebuild the foundation, of young men and be able to engage them on a level of expectations based on and according to that legacy.
Right.
And so, that's kind of what the basis of the program is, the Men of Valor comes from. And it's about, just asking some fundamental questions, what is a man, what is it to be a black man, just dispelling some of the, the false connotations of in order to be a man, you got to be, some type of pimp or player or, a lot of these false connotations. And, you have to be super strong, men don't cry, a lot of nonsense that's really been counterproductive and full growth and development.
All right. And Tep, if someone wants to get more information and learn more about the Men of Valor, how can they do that?
So you can definitely give me shoot me an email. And my email address is IMHOTEP. .c.82@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook. You can contact me there, PowerMan2282. That's on Instagram. That's also on Facebook. On Facebook, on UK, because that's the the call sign, and also on the Instagram.
All right. Very good. And Sammy, we'll be bringing you that information more as we proceed in some of our next programming. And even before we close out tonight, we'll repeat that for you. And again, we're going to move on. We're getting ready to close out. I just want to bring to everyone's attention two things. One, one of the topics that we have on our agenda for tonight was, of course, and Sister Gabrielle did mention some of it briefly, and that is what's going on in the African diaspora. Now, of course, last week when we did kind of a preview of our teach-in, we talked about Venezuela and Cuba. And, of course, Brother Lee and Brother Nwali Mu Keita gave us some information about that. And then earlier tonight, of course, I mentioned the fact that, you know, hey, Cuba has a remedy, needless to say. Cuba has a remedy for this coronavirus. And so we are encouraging you all again to sign the appeal. And again, you can do that by emailing us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Not only Cuba, but we again talked about Venezuela. And the reason why we talk about what's going on in the African diaspora, and it's important that you understand that those countries are a part of the African diaspora. And the reason is because, as is often said, that our ancestors got dropped off or taken to other locations before coming to this place, the so-called U.S. And so while last year marked the 400-year commemoration of the first Africans being brought to this country that kicked off what's known as the Peculiar Institution, certainly Africans were taken to other locations first. And so there is a large population of African people in Venezuela and in Cuba. Okay, and so again, it's important that we do connect with our people, those that want to connect with us. We are going to do that. Those who recognize their African heritage and do embrace some of the history, some of the traditions of that, it is our responsibility to try to connect with them as well. And so we are. So, again, we're going to continue to give you other kinds of information in reference to various other countries, various other villages, et cetera, throughout the diaspora. So the next time we talk, we will probably be giving you some information about Zimbabwe. We will also be giving you some information about some of what's going on in Madagascar. Because there's some wonderful things going on in that country from what one might call a not just economic, but from a commerce standpoint. And so right now, of course, everything is on hold, but we are going to get ready. Okay, so we'll be sharing some of that with you as we proceed. Lastly, again, going about talking about the diaspora, when MWM has this 23-year anniversary commemoration, which will be October this year, the entire week, starting, I believe, it's October 17th, straight through around the 29th, this year we will be connecting with the African Union. This year will close out the African Union's decade for African women. And so MWM will both pay tribute to the African Union's decade for African women and assert our decade for Black women. With that, then what we call the nexus. And we'll be telling you more about that in the near future as well. But the point being, we are expecting various representatives from various countries to join us in October to provide us with reports. Because with the African Union declaring the decade for African women, which ends this year, certainly there are some things that have been done in 10 years. And we want to be able to hear that firsthand. What types of things have occurred in various countries as it pertains to African women? And how can we now connect some of those initiatives? That's what we'll be doing and talking about for this year's 23-year anniversary commemoration of the original Million Woman March. So we strongly suggest those sisters who are really interested in not only becoming a whole, a more advanced, a more positive Black woman, now is the time to join. And particularly given the fact that by being a member, you'll be able to get some discounts. Again, we're getting ready to a major summit. And lastly, we have already agreed with the country known as Trinidad Tobago that we'll be doing our first economic, finance, and wealth-building summit and commerce in Trinidad Tobago in 2021. So again, you need to consider becoming a member because it will get you firsthand on some of the developments and some of the other perks that will be going with membership. Again, if you want more information, you can contact us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. Okay, we're going to go back to Brother Imhotep and see if he has some closing comments for us, and then we'll go to Sister Gabrielle.
Yes, please, please. So, I mean, just looking at, you know, some of the effects of, you know, what's going on with COVID-19 and, you know, just looking at overall health in general, just once again, it just appears very obvious that, you know, just pay to eat well, you are able to eat, you know, just, you know, work on practicing, you know, positive, healthy habits as it comes to eating, as it comes to health in general. And, you know, mainly as far as concerned with viruses, you know, the best antivirus is a strong immune system. So, you know, just make sure your immune system is up to par, you know, according to what you're putting in your body. And, you know, certain foods and herbs and roots that, you know, you can be able to invest in order to invest in your health, you know, and doing, you know, proper research.
All right. Sister Gabrielle.
I'm sorry you caught me in the middle of the yard. One of the things that I had forgotten to mention earlier that I had put out is that there was a man, I can't remember his ethnicity, but he was in Lebanon. And he had a Nigerian maid whom he put up on sale on Facebook for $1,000. And he was actually caught and arrested. And that is a form of human trafficking. And, you know, I can only imagine how many of our sisters are going through this. And it's just mortifying. And this is why we have to be so much more vigilant. And that's just one of the benefits of the internet and social media, because we can get the word out and people can now be on the lookout for these things. And also, I saw a video today with a sister pleading, begging the brothers to come out and protect the sister. She was giving the numbers and the data and the statistics on the number of Black women and girls who go missing and asking them just, you know, go to the bus stops, go to the schools, go to wherever they are, and be there because if they see a man with them, the predators are less likely to come in and do something to them. And we know that that's really been a big problem here, especially for body parts. And then also they are using women's wombs and putting them in transgender men so that they can now have babies. They can't have them vaginally, but they're having them through a cesarean section. There's so many types of evil diabolical things going on in the price of body parts. And when they say more than it alive, you know, I never had any idea that it would come to this, where the body without the spirit in it, you know, is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Even if it does the body parts, and there's a market for that, and there's just so many things going on. We just have to be ever vigilant. We have to stand tall and stand firm. We can't waver. We have to just be there for each other, and we have to encourage and enlighten. And as Deborah said, this isn't for everybody. If it is for you, then this is the place for you.
Absolutely. Ashe. All right.
So we want to thank everyone for tuning in to this special edition of New Day and also allowing us to share with you as we prepare further to bring forward what we call the Black Asian News and Media kinds of information network. And before we close out, or as we close out, we want to remind you that it is so important that we now up the ante when it comes to our political prisoners and dealing with this whole prison system, period. One of the main focuses tonight was We Charge Genocide. Well, we're going to talk about a plebiscite. A plebiscite is something that we also are looking to organize on a national level. What is a plebiscite? A plebiscite is a legal tool. It's when a people have a session or sessions where they agree on what they're going to be called, how they're going to be governed, and so forth. We as a people have never had a plebiscite, and I am so thankful to have met and have been able to listen to greats such as Amari Obadeli, who was a doctor here in Philadelphia. He got his doctorate at Temple University. I should say Dr. Amari Obadeli. His doctorate was in political science, but he was also the president of the Republic of New Africa. And he was one that in me coming up and others to learn about what you know many call politics now, well, we heard these words, plebiscite, and begin to learn what that meant. And then we had others such as Baba Herman Ferguson, who was a superintendent in New York schools, who ended up becoming a political prisoner because of his views. From them, we learned this word, plebiscite, and why it was so important that we must have one. Because even though there was something called Emancipation Proclamation, we also know from that came Jim Crow and all these other things, and even to this day, we talked about COINTELPRO, but even to this day. So we must have plebiscites now. So we're going to start organizing, we're going to start educating first, and then mobilizing and preparing. A plebiscite. It is when a group of people who are on similar same page come together and say, this is what we want to do. This is how we want to do it. We have the right to do that. And then they formulate and formalize all of that. And then they vote on it as a group. We haven't had that. We just let people say that that's who we are, we're African-Americans, or this is how you all are going to operate. No, that has to end. And so when we do this declaration of We Charge Genocide, it enables us to take that kind of position that we wish to be called this from this point on, or at least for this period of time until we decide to then further it or what have you. But we have to come up with some preliminaries. We have to come up with some provisional kinds of things. And so a national plebiscite has to occur before 2023. And it has to happen before 2023 because on the international level, we are now in the international decade for African people, as declared by the United Nations. So what is it that Africans, those of African descent, what are we talking about? What is our plan? What are we saying we want to do? That has to be organized. And so with this We Charge Genocide 21 project, it would enable us to do that quite well. So by 2023, we will be ready to have a national plebiscite, not just a national convention, a national plebiscite that will raise the question by those who join, what do we wish to be, how do we wish to be recognized as a people that we decide, because we didn't decide to be called African Americans. I've always told Jesse Jackson came up with that, but we don't know. I don't know. And don't really care. I know what we need to do today. I know what government or type of structure we need to have for ourselves, what type of laws, et cetera. And even though we are in this country, don't think for one moment that you cannot, we cannot obtain the right to have a form of autonomy. Yes, we can. By the way, there are other peoples in this land. Some of them live on reservations and some of them do not. Some of them have casinos. And they also have their own councils. They have their own laws. They have their own schools, etc. We're the only people in this land that have a certain right. What is that right? The fact that some of our ancestors were kidnapped and brought here against their will, and subsequently hundreds of thousands and millions of more were subjected to one of the most brutal, heinous crimes against humanity. Yes, we are going to make that claim now. So again, if you are interested in joining the We Charge Genocide 21 Project, we certainly invite you to do so. Again, you can do it two ways, at least, and that is by contacting us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can go to send it to our Gmail site, which is for the National Black Human Rights Project, and that is nbhrproject@gmail.com. Again, nbhrproject@gmail.com. That is also our PayPal email address as well. Okay. All right. Before we close out, I just want to go back to Imhotep Ruler very briefly and get that email address again for you, and also that Facebook, so that folks who are interested in the Men of Valor can connect with you.
Okay. So you can hit me on their Facebook. That's our Luke Cage. That's going to be, I think that's going to be Powerman2282. The email you can go to was just go to the powerman2282@gmail.com. That's that email, and also powerman2282 on Instagram.
All right. All right, family. Again, we thank all of you for tuning in, allowing us to work out these little things that we needed to do to get everything in place and ready for the future. And we are definitely there, and we will get even better as we proceed. Again, I want to remind you, it's time that we step up, support those that supported us. And I'm talking about, again, our political prisoners. These people, our people, are incarcerated, some for over 30 years. Of course, with Mumia, we're talking about 30. We're almost talking, well, 39 will be December. There are some that have been in even longer, and they're not there because they actually did something. They're there because they were targeted. They're there because they were outspoken. They're there because they stood up and fought back. Well, it's time that we stand up and fight for them. With that said, I'm going to leave you with that thought. Again, if you want to sign the card for Mumia Abu-Jamal, please do so by emailing us at nationalmwm with your name. And with that said, these are some words from Mumia Abu-Jamal. Peace out to everyone.
Peace. Have a blessed evening, everybody.
Okay, something happened here. We were trying to get to Mumia's... Let's try that again. Okay, unfortunately.
Yeah, that I was hospitalized, it is not true. In fact, I haven't been up medical for about a month.
Wow.
Which is rare for me because I usually go up three times a week to take a bath. But because of this coronavirus and the emergency situation, the only place I've been is to the library, to the yard, every 3 days, and on the block right here. But I have not been hospitalized. I don't know where that report comes from. It is not true. Yeah. So I'm okay. All right.
Yes.
Thank you guys for caring about me and checking on me. But I am well.
Locked up and locked down. For nearly a month now,
all prisoners in Pennsylvania state prisons, over 40,000 men and women, have been locked down. What does lockdown mean? When I was on death row, all of us were locked down. As the saying went, 23 and 1, or for 23 hours a day, with 1 hour for out-of-cell exercise in a cage. After over a decade, it went to 22 and 2. But this lockdown is occasioned by the coronavirus. So meals in the chow hall, visits with family and friends, religious services, classes, prison jobs, all are offline. In the rare occasion a prisoner leaves the cell, he or she wears a paper or cloth face mask. Several states, like New Jersey, for example, has followed suit. And then there are county prisons, where the sheer overcrowding leads to chaos. In Philadelphia county prisons, an estimated 18 people, prisoners, have the virus. Then comes Cook County, Illinois, where over 400 men have tested positive for COVID-19. That's a county joint. For some men and women, being in prison in county jails isn't just something that resembles death row. For them, it will be a new death row. For that jail cell will be the place they die. Mass incarceration is so much a part of American life, but the opposite idea, decarceration, begins to sound crazy. But the truth is, it wasn't always this way. This scourge is the product of neoliberal politics. And if neoliberalism caused this problem, how can it ever solve the problem? From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
And that, of course, again, was Mumia Abu-Jamal. And with that said, we say, we charge genocide. Remember, family, the 13th Amendment. This is will be a part of what we will be focusing on with We Charge Genocide. We want the 13th Amendment gotten rid of or something. That has to be taken out, meaning that slavery is indeed legal if you are incarcerated. That's right. Read it. I'm paraphrasing, but again, slavery is legal in the United States if you are incarcerated. How can that be? Well, it is. Again, we thank you all for tuning in to this special edition of New Day as we bring you now Blackation News Information Reports. Peace to you all.